We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. We are beginning around six lines from the bottom, by the two dots. The first word of the line is Rishon. And we're starting from Omer Rav Zutz Bar Tovya. Omer Rav Zutz Bar Tovya, Omer Rav. Ein oim en kiddush hayoim, ela yayin haroyu linosach agam mizbech. Kiddush, we know, is a mitzvah derais, and make kiddush for our night. The mitzvah al-yayin, pashas derabonon on the yayin, but in any case, it's a mitzvah kiddush deraisa, we make it on wine. What type of wine should you use? Zokt, Rav Zutra, Rav Tovya, B'shem Rav, you have to use wine that's royu for nesachin. Linosach agav mizbech. Now, what is that teaching us? Lemut emai, what's in a geya? Ilem lemut yayin megatoi, that you can't use grape juice. You can't use grape juice, and there'll be a tzad, you can't use grape juice for Nesachim. Why? It says, in the Pasuk of Nesachim, it says, V'niska yirviyah sin lekeves ha'achod v'akodesh, ha'seich nesech sheikhar l'Hashem. Sheikhar means, it's meaty that you can become drunk from. Yayin megata, obviously you can't become drunk. So, you can't use that for Nesachim, so you can't use that for Kiddush either. That's what we're saying. You have to use dafka wine that's royal for Nesachim. Silem lemuta yayin megatoi umegitoi v'atani rav chia yayin megita loyavi. You shouldn't bring it for yayin for nesachim. V'mehevi, if you bought it for nesachim, kosher. V'kivim demhevi kosher. Since if you bought it for nesachim, it's kosher. Anan afil lechatchila nami. For kiddush, it's even lechatchila. The Rashbam explains, nesachim is more chamer than kiddush. So if it's good b'di'evet for nesachim, it's sure good lechatchila for kiddush. Now, why taka is a good b'di'evet by nesachim? I has to be Sheikha. So Rashbam has two pshatim. Either because it doesn't say Sheikha Likuva, and say it twice. Or it says Haseich Nesach, a double lashon, become welcome even Yayin Megita. So therefore, it can't be teaching us Yayin Megita is no good for Kiddush, because that's taka good, but you have it for Yayin, for your Nesachim. And you read Ve'omar Rava, the Rashbam learns that's the Igar, is Ve'omar Rava, bring a Raya. Ve'omar Rava, Seicha Odom Eshkol Sha'anav, a person could take a cluster of grapes and squeeze it right into his Kiddush cup, into his Becher. Ve'omar Lov, Kiddush Yayin, it says Kiddush. So you see, you can use Yayin Megata v'Kiddush. So what are we coming to exclude when it comes to Nesachim? Ve'lo l'mutei mepia u'meshuleha. The top of a wine barrel and the bottom of a wine barrel is not good. The reason is, the top of the wine barrel has something called kimchin. It seems like it's some kind of bubbles or froth on top of the wine, which is not good. And meshuleha means it has the sediments on the bottom, shmarim. And therefore, it's not good. It's not l'chatchila. So maybe you shouldn't use that for Kiddush. Make the mar, but it doesn't work either. Why not? You shouldn't use it for Nesachim. V'mhevi kosher. Again, it's kosher for the Eved. It can't be the din of a Kiddush. Now, before we go by it, I just want to speak out. The Tosfos on the bottom, Sag Zayim Aleph, he says, maybe we're coming l'mutei yayim avushal. We know that you can't use yayim avushal. Maybe for yayin nesach, for Nesachim, it sounds like. You can't use avushal. So why didn't you say l'mutei that? So he says that no, yayim avushal is regular. It's regular yayin gomer, kavuyu avakaisis, and therefore Taisa Shita is that yayin mavushal is no issue whatsoever. It's the reason why it can't be used for Nesachim, because it's shtani. It changed. But it changed lemayusa, he says. It changed for better. And therefore, Taisa says you could use yayin mavushal for Kiddush, and therefore the Gemara does not say you're coming to exclude that. For Nesachim, not, because it changed. It changed, it's tzura, it changed. You can't change the yayin, the guy with Nesachim. But that would not be a problem. We'll see. Not everything is not good for Nesachim is not good for Kiddush. It has to be something, only things that are because of the mios, that's the halacha. That's the only thing. We'll see in a second. We'll see that soon. Ava yayim avosh, Dr. Rosh, ishtani l'mayusa. Umasha eim menaschim emen arinu l'osh de Rosh, at the end of Simon Yud. He says, ava yayim avosh, ishtani l'mayusa got better. It changed. V'chayrus kamer the gefen shegod like avetena pasul nesach v'shastana. To be in dumi the keves, so yestana be keves. I never changed. That's why. It's because it changed it, not because it's worse. Therefore, the sheet of Taisus and the Rosh is the yayin mavushal is kosher. There are some who argue on that, but I just wanted to point that out. Okay, back to our Gemara. So what comes lamute exactly? Vela lamute yayin kushi, which is black wine, boirek, which is white wine. Halistoin is very sweet wine. Shalmartef is from a cellar that was not checked. Maybe that's what we're talking about. Shaltzmukim and wine made out of dried grapes, which are otherwise called raisins. Frey to Gemara, that can't be the muta either. Vatanya, it says agave yayin esach, but kulon lo yavi. You can't use this for yayin. I call it yayin esach. It's nesachim. Sorry. Nesachim. these things could use for Nesachim, not for Tanya, but by Nesachim, Mekulon lo yavi. You shouldn't bring it for Nesachim, these five wines, then heavy kosher. So again, it's good for Kiddush. What are these five wines again? Black wine, white wine, very sweet wine, Martef. Martef means we're worried, maybe it was not checked, maybe it was kosher, so it was sour. And Samukim, they're all kosher, but they have Yain Esach. So therefore, the kosher lechthil of Kiddush. So what are we coming lo afuke? Velamuta Yain koises. Mozog megula v'shel shmarim v'sherei chira. These five things that we'll speak about what they are in a second. The tanya b'kul lo yavi v'mhevi pasul. These five things are pasul for nesachim. What are they? Koises. Koises is yayin that's getting sour. What we called before yayin animka b'chanos. Yayin that smells like vinegar and tastes like wine. The halacha is yayin koises is no good for nesachim. Why not? Why not? So he says, because it's not sheicher. Because you can't let that ferment until it gets makes you drunk, because it doesn't get spoiled. We said yayin megita is fine. He says there it's possible to turn into sheicher, into a yayin hamisameach, yayin that makes a person drunk. But saying yayin koisis has no hope. Therefore, yayin koisis is no good for nesachim.
Huh?
No. It's not. It's still early on and sour. It's not mishtaka. So yayin koisis is no good for Nesachim. Now, even though we said Shamartiv is good with the Evah, Shamartiv is only a Sophic Yayin Kaisis. This is a Vada Yayin Kaisis, so it's no good. The second one is no good is Mazug. Now, Mazug is, it means you have to have non-diluted wine for Nesachim. It has to be Mamash Yayin Chai. Megula. If it's uncovered and a snake might have put their poison in it, then it's no good for Nesachim. The fourth one is Shal Shmarim, which you put water onto Shmarim, which we call Temed. We had it in yesterday's blat. Shoshmarim is no good for Nesachim. V'sherecherai, and a bad smell, also not good for Nesachim. So we're saying, maybe we're coming to say, these things are no good for Kiddush. Tanya, v'kul lo yavim, maybe apostle, they're not good for Nesachim. So now Gemara is trying to analyze it. Which one of these five are we saying a Kiddush over here that's no good for Kiddush? Lemutimai. Ilemute koisis. If you tell me koisis is no good for Kiddush, Zok to Gemara, it's not true. Pluk to Yechon Rav Yishuv Alevi, it's a machlaikis. It's not so poshut. Lefi Rav Yechanan, who says it has a din wine, it's good. It's not good for Nesachim. Nesachim has a special reason. There has to be Meshaker. But we don't care about that over here. So therefore, even though it's possible with the Eved by Nesachim, but it makes no difference. It's no reason it shouldn't be good for Kiddush. It's a Zaytik Adin there. It has to be Meshaker. So if, and if you go like a Shuma Levi, it's Taka Shahakal. So it's Pasha, it's no good. So you're not coming from Mugadah. Because Marshal, if it's Barbary Goffin, it's Taka good. Even though it's no good for Nesachim. And if it's Shahakal, it's Shahakal. The same type of idea. You're making it better when you water it down. That even though they hold, Rav Eliezer holds that by Nesachim, it's mutam and mazug. Rabban holds also, like we just learned. Rabban holds also by mazug. But the moidel gavi kiddush, because of bracha, shame of bracha, you have to put water in. Because it's not edible when it's chai. So even if Nesachim, you need chai, but here you don't need, so it's not coming to teach you that in the kiddush. Let's go to the third one. Ilim muti megula, that megula is no good for kiddush, it's obvious, sakonahi. So it's sakonahi. You don't need a special din because of Nesachim. It's sakonah. Ilamute shal shmarim. If you're coming to exclude shmarim, so hechidami. Either on a cluster of asarba, if you put in three and came out four, like yesterday's daf, which more, it's 1 to 3. So even though it's no good by nesachim, but because it's mazug, but chamer ma'ayu when it comes to kiddush, either rama klasa va'asa klasa. If you put in three and took out three, upalga put in three and took out three upalga. Plukter rabbanu macherim. It's machlekes. So also we know what the halacha is. Depends on that machlekes. Zok to Gemara, I'm a Shmuel Gimel. Ella lemaulamute sherechera. We're coming to exclude rechera, which means like this. That was the fifth one. If it has bad smell, it's no good for kiddush. If it's bad smell, it's not good for kiddush. Just like it's not good for nesachim. Why? Because they're both equally the same reason. They're both equally the same reason. Rechera does not mean what? Not marativ. Rechera is one of the five things. Reich Ra means, no, it's one of five things that are no good, but the ever one of five things. What? No, Marta means you didn't check it first. It means Marta, you mean koisis? No, koisis is not Reich Ra. It smells like vinegar. It's not Reich Ra. Reich Ra means it smells like a skunk. So here, why is it not good for Nesachim? Because it's not a kovadik. So the kiddush also is not a kovadik. So that's what we're teaching us. You can't use Reich Ra. And there's another teretz. The same it's coming to exclude Begula. It's just like Begula is no good. Uncovered wine is no good for Nesachim, it's no good for Kiddush. Ba'af agav, the avri misaneness, even though you put it into a sifter, and now there's no chashash sakana, still you can't use it for Kiddush, and Nesachim, Karav Nechemya. I feel like, no, Rav Chaim, one holds Mesanenes works. I feel a hachi, when it comes to Kiddush and Nesachim, you can't use it. Why? The pasuk says, Hakiveinu l'pechasecha hayitzcha yoyisef anecha? Would you give it to your governor? Hashem says, would you give that to your governor? Tell them pass. When it comes to a mitzvah, you don't use the junk for the mitzvah. So Gemara's going to have two pshat and both the words that's mitz. Two things you can't use for Kiddush. Megula, even though I put it into a sifter, sift out the poison, and or reichera are no good when it comes to using it for kiddush. That's those things in it. Lemar is a shayli like this. Boiner of kahano chamud rav mishar shem rava chamu chavar in mahu. Are you allowed to use white wine? Is it mutar now? So Rashbam learns the shayli is only for nesachim. Because the Gemara said before, he grabbed the note of Brisa before, but he says the whole Shaila was only the God of Nesachim, because for Kiddush is good. And Amalei answered him, Al tera yayin ki yis adam. That wine, it says, don't look at wine because it's red and it's moishach you. You see, usually wine is red. So you see that it's better for Nesachim. The Gemara said before that Boirik, which is white wine, is good b'di'evet by Nesachim. The Shaila was the God of Nesachim. You know the Brisa before. He wanted to know, can I use white wine for Nesachim? He says, no, still don't use that wine. But it would come out through Rashbam that when it comes to Kiddush, you can use white wine. Lamai said the Ramban learns, and the Mukesh brings down, that this Gemara is not talking about Nesachim, it's talking about Kiddush. And the Gemara is saying is, for Kiddush, you should use red wine. He says, He says, I had a brisa before. You're not going to use boirik, you go to something else. The different girsa. The girsa will be boidek, which means something else. It's something about checking it. It would not be boirik. And it comes out through those shitas that the white wine will be not kosher for Kiddush. It will not be kosher for Kiddush. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Ayin Reish Beis talks about always the different halachas of Kiddush. How he paskin, and there's a tzad that Takash used. First he says Yain Megita Mikachim Alav. You're allowed to use grape juice. Besechet Om Eskol Shanav Moimel Kiddush Hayem. That's not a problem. Then he says Mikachim Al Yain Lavan Sif Dalad Ayin Reish Beis Sif Dalad Mikachim Yain Lavan. You can make Kiddush on white wine. Vaharamban Zok the Mechaber Poishle the Kiddush Fill with the Evet. He means this is Mukiyasev. Avam Avdilan Alav. Omino Goyim Kesvar Roshanim. Omino Goyim is to use white wine, but there is a tzad. They used to use red wine. So it's Dr. Mishmarul, Kuli Ama, Mitzvah Lechatchil Lachzach Hayayin Odon. Eldim, Ein Le'odom, Eshe Enim Veshubach, or it's not as good, still there is a Mutzvah Chilakash Lavan. But there is an Indian, Mechalik Shoshainim, about not using Yayin Lavan. Very interesting. And now, it talks about the other things, then I'll go to Sivches, just to speak it out, Mekachim Hayayin Mevushul, Vayayin Sheshwe Dvash, Yesh Oimrim Sheh Mekachim Aleim. Some say, you don't make Kiddush on it. The passage is talking about Dvash. A yayim avushal, maybe also my yayim avushal. He brings the machlekes, but yayim avushal. He's going back on both. That yayim avushal is machlekes. Again, we spoke out that machlekes. Okay, one more gemara for the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that the different things that you accept a certain amount of deficient product, right? We had in the chitim 10% and the wine, and said in the end of the Mishnah like this. Last case the Mishnah was on Tzadik Gimel Beis, the Mishnah back there. Kankanim b'sharoin, when you sell the jugs in sharoin, makabel of eser pitzoyis lameya, 10 pitzoyis lameya. What in the world does that mean? Pasha is just buying jugs here, not even buying wine, buying jugs. What does pitzoyis mean? So at the Gemara, kankanim b'sharoin tana pitzoyis, noyis mugufaris. It means it's very good jug, just it had a crack in it, and they put it back together by using sulfur and heat. They put these back together. So what's the chsaron? They're going to crack eventually much quicker, these, because they're put together. They're broken pieces put together. So you're allowed to accept 10% of that. 10%.
Not wine, not food product.
Buying 100 barrels of wine, 100 jugs of wine, 10% could be megufarois, which means it was used with sulfur and put back together with sulfur. And that's the Gemara said. Now, Rashbam brings down, there was a girsa here, Tesefta, that what happens, it's also to get a case of the wine, let's say you find 11, we had by chitim, if you find more than the right percent, let's say there was a 1/24th, lach is, the whole thing is batal. He says, by these things, it doesn't apply. There's no chash you add this on because it'll be quarter in a second. And there's no chash also, there's no reason for knas for that. And there's also no vart of that's hard to sift it out. And therefore he says, here, when it says 10%, it's always 10%. If it's more, you just give back to, make it back to 10%. And that's how much you would cobble on yourself, the migu for us.